Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sunday Shakeout. I'm your host, Nicholas, and today on the pod is Zach Munson, who runs for NAU in Flagstaff, Arizona. He's only a freshman at the program, yet he just ran at the Brian Clay Invitational in SoCal with some of the biggest stars in the NCAA, running 350 for 1500 and 1355 for 5K. Pretty incredible. Fantastic conversation with Zach today. The dude has so many good words of wisdom that I think we can all benefit from. So I hope that y'all enjoyed this episode. We discuss his recent races at Brian Clay, what the team culture is all about at NAU, some challenges and lessons learned his freshman year, his thoughts on double threshold training, and much more. Before we get into today's episode, if you haven't already and you are enjoying the Sunday Shakeout, please consider giving this podcast a follow and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That goes a long way in supporting the growth of the Sunday Shakeout so that I can keep having amazing discussions with incredible people in the sport of running and, you know, just keep this deal going. Also, if you have any questions or would like to connect, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at the Sunday Shakeout. A thank you. Without further delay, please enjoy my conversation with Zach Munson. Zach Munson, welcome to the Sunday Shakeout. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course, man. We're recording this one, in the evening. My first podcast in the evening. You traveled back from Brian Clay in SoCal. So I'm just curious, how long is the flight from SoCal to Flagstaff?
Yeah, well, this trip was a little unique. We actually ended up taking a charter bus with the whole team. Yeah, it's kind of a long, like 6-hour road trip, which was honestly, it was a lot of fun. I think it was the right move, just with like plane travel and going through the airport and all that. But so we took a charter bus, and it was a nice long trip. We were there for like 5 days almost, so got to see the sun a bit, which was nice.
That's cool, man. How do you like pass the time during like a travel day, like a 6-hour bus ride? Obviously you probably chat with your teammates, but like, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like on the ride down, you know, we're all just talking, socializing. A lot of sleeping normally. I mean, on the way down it's a little different than the way back. We're big on like before races, keeping things lighthearted, but also keeping emotions very low. So it's pretty mellow, but on the way back, it's always fun. You know, we're just hanging out and chatting. So yeah, it goes by quick.
Yeah. I think that's something that my cross country team has in common as well. Like on the bus, you want to be pretty even keel, and that's going to set you up really good for competition. So talking about Brian Clay, I believe you ran, was it the 5K and the 15?
Yeah, I ran both.
So can you just walk me through your races and maybe some lessons learned?
Yeah, it was a really valuable meet. Brian Clay is a huge, huge opportunity for our team. So in the 5K, it was an interesting experience. So we had quite a few of our guys, I think it was like 5 of us, trying to, just duke it out and race each other and, make it honest. I think ultimately I walked away, it wasn't quite what I wanted, but, it was just a super valuable experience. I, kind of got to practice like going out more towards the back and like just slowly picking people off, which I think is something I'll just, it's great to practice, cause that's something I'm going to be needing to do more and more in the NCAA. It's crazy. It's just a whole new experience, like going through 2 miles, like almost as fast as I would race a 2 mile last year. We're coming through in like 8:49, 8:50, and needing to close. So, I think it's just great exposure to, you know, those kind of intense paces. And, it was great to see I was really proud of all my teammates, but especially Kale. He had just a great day. He's one of those guys that's just like just had that like grind of a career, like so many ups and downs, and like, just showing like the how valuable it is to be persistent. and seeing that pay off. So yeah, it was just it was a good, really good team day for all of us and super valuable.
I watched an Instagram reel, actually a couple, I believe it was from FlowTrack and I think maybe HD Runners from the meet. And it looked like it was raining quite a bit. I even saw one of the track officials had like a leaf blower or something, and they were trying to dry the track, which I found kind of funny. So I'm just curious, yeah, how much did the rain kind of affect the meet? And do you personally see the rain kind of playing into your strengths in terms of like saying, hey, while everybody else is getting weaker and worrying about the rain, I get stronger? Or how do you kind of look at that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the rain. So on Friday, there wasn't rain for the 5K, which the conditions were actually pretty nice. But yeah, during the 15s, it was very, rainy, and just the races were scrappy and very physical. And honestly, that's what Coach Smith loves about these opportunities, is like, he loves those races that are just not clean. And because ultimately that's championship racing. That's what it's all about. But yeah, definitely when it's raining, we just don't give it any energy. Cause I mean, like regardless of the conditions, we know what we're doing within the race is going to be exactly the same. You know, we're there to compete and scrap for every single second and every body that we can. And yeah, so conditions aside, you know, the task at hand is always the same.
Yeah, for sure. It's just all about executing when you need to execute, regardless of what the external conditions are. Now, let's talk about Colin Solomon a little bit. Probably, obviously, the standout moment of the meet for you and you guys. And just like the NCAA in general, like I saw so many Instagram posts of 333, second in the NCAA. I saw so many posts. So yeah, it's a school record, right? Colin ran a school record?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, school record. So pretty quick. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on, you know, just Colin, you know, running 333? Obviously, you weren't in the same race, but what's it like to see a teammate run fast like that?
Oh man, it's so inspiring. Like, I mean, you know, Colin's a guy that is all about team, and he's really all in for just the collective success of our program. And you know, to see him have moments like those, not only is it just great for him, but it's great for the entire team to see and just kind of take that energy and be able to build off it and know that like, we're in this together, and there's no reason that can't be us as well. You know, he's just a great dude, great teammate. And yeah, he deserves it. I mean, he's someone who's incredibly, incredibly driven. And like I said, he's just a very, very good teammate. And that's about all I got to say. But yeah, he's definitely worthy of a result like that.
I feel like NAU, obviously, they've established themselves as definitely like the top team in the country. Obviously, you guys didn't win NCAAs last year for cross country, but obviously, you guys are probably the top team. You guys have a pretty long line of great runners. And I'm just curious, what about the program do you believe makes the team so successful?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a lot of things, but ultimately it comes down to the culture. And I think that's what if you talk to anyone else on the team, they'll definitely say the exact same thing. That's why we all chose to come here. It's because it's a group of like-minded individuals who take themselves very seriously. And I think when we just have this, like, all these like really, really motivated people confined in this one spot, it's a really powerful thing. And we're very intentional about how we structure things, and just like how we approach meets and how we think. It's a lot of attention to the little things. You know, we want to pull up to meets and be wearing the exact same thing, and it's kind of like making our world really small, and it's almost like, you know, just us against the world. And I think that's why it's the team sees so much success is just because it's this collective effort and this continuous thing of great runners putting a team first besides themselves. And, you know, you'll see guys like Nico and Colin and Drew, like, you know, the past like 4 years in the NCAA, the way Nico has ran the NCAA cross country meet hasn't been the best strategy for him to win the race. Like, it's almost always his race style is catered towards the team success. And, you know, making sacrifices like that is why the team has success on a broad scale. And, you know, we found that ultimately, like, you know, Coach Smith says this a lot, that when you put the team first, the individual accolades will come along with that. But yeah, you just always need to put the team first. And I think that's where the success comes from.
Yeah, so you mentioned how the reason you and a lot of the other guys on the team came to NAU is because of the team aspect. And I kind of want to transition to that topic a little bit, transition to your, I guess, transition from Sehome to NAU. Obviously, I live in Seattle, so not too far from Sehome. Can you elaborate on just why you came to NAU? Obviously, the team aspect, but like, yeah, just why did you pick NAU? Obviously, it is the top team in the country, but so we have the team aspect. What else was really the main factor, or what were some of the main factors?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of like I mentioned before, it was mainly just I came here and, you know, on my visit, like, it was like the little things, you know, like I went there and all the guys knew my name and they were all very, very generous with their time and just very, very intentional. And that's exactly what I was looking for in a program, was just people who take themselves seriously and yeah, are just very, very motivated to be great in the sport. And yeah, it's like, I want to be surrounded by people who can lift me up and not bring me down. And I felt like this is the perfect place. Like, I just felt so, so like welcomed and cared for. And I still feel that way. So it was just the right fit.
How much do you think the team aspect at NAU has kind of made you better as an individual?
Yeah, I mean, I'm already starting to see the differences in how I compete because, you know, there's this whole new element of like dependability almost. You know, high school running can be very individual, but you know, this element of dependability is really, really key because you know, ultimately, when you're on the start line at a big cross country meet and then NCAA, I've heard a lot of the guys say that, you know, like right before that gun goes off at the national meet, it's about who you can trust and, who you know is gonna, like is gonna have this narrow range of outcomes that's gonna be good or great no matter what. And, so that element of dependability is like really key and I think kind of motivates you during like the tough moments of a race. Like, you know, you have this responsibility and you have to take ownership of your thoughts and make sure you're being a good teammate.
I love this just aspect of the team. You keep going back to it and I think it speaks to, obviously, if you're like an adult recreational runner, maybe running isn't so much of a team sport. But in terms of like competitive, like high school, even collegiate sports, like people say, oh, running's not a team sport. It truly is. And it might even be more of like a team sport than your traditional football or baseball or basketball, where everybody is going for the same thing. And it's just all about being there with your team day after day through the ups and downs. And I guess like speaking of ups and downs, I know that in running, there's plenty of them. Like nothing is ever perfect in the sport. So what would you say through your freshman year so far have been some of your biggest challenges that you faced? And also on top of that, like what have you learned about yourself?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd say challenges. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's this whole new like balancing of college, like schoolwork and running. It's a new routine. I'm living in a very different just setup than I was back home. So I'd say that's kind of just a general just change. But yeah, I also say like, just, I mean, college racing is hard. It's, you know, the fields are dense and really, really talented. And yeah, I'd say, I've had some really good races and I've had some, very challenging races. And what the coaches have kind of been teaching me to, understand is that, you know, the highs and the lows carry the same magnitude. It's not like, one is more important than the other. They're this like collective, they're this like collective entity almost in like your progression. So, one doesn't carry more weight than the other. And you have to, I'm beginning to kind of understand that like those races where it just feel like, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but the races where you feel like absolute shit from the beginning and you just have to figure a way to like muscle through it and piece something together that's still solid. Like those races are just as valuable as the ones where, you feel great from the beginning, sometimes even more valuable because you learn, what you can endure. So, yeah, I'd say I've faced many, many challenges in the NCAA already, but, the way I view them and my perspective on them has grown, with the guidance of the coaches.
How do you like not let the pressure of performing get to you? Because I know that's something that a lot of athletes deal with, because obviously when you step on the start line or whatever, like you're expected to perform, and we talk about highs and lows, but in the moment, like when you're standing on the start line, no matter if it's a high or a low, you care a lot. So how do you not let that pressure get to you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Pressure is something we actually talk a lot about with our mental performance coach, Shannon Thompson. And usually when you feel pressure before a race, it kind of relates to this fear of the unknown. Like you just don't know what's going to happen within the race. And that's like a very natural, like instinctive thing that that humans have, and it's normal. And kind of the way that we're taught to combat that on the team is by recentering on the moment and focusing on what you're going to do within the race rather than what you want to happen. So that's a huge part of our program, is that like letting go of expectation whatsoever. Like a lot of people go into a race like Arcadia or Brian Clay and expect it to just be like for the race to take care of itself, that people don't expect it to be hard. And that adds an element of pressure and expectation. So once you get rid of that and you focus on like exactly what you want to do, the steps you want to take, like how many people can I beat with a lap to go, those incremental goals along the way, like those are the things that allow you to be in the moment within your race. And that's also kind of relates to the flow state term that people talk a lot about. Flow state is basically just the highest point of presence in the race, is kind of how Shannon describes it. So that's kind of what we aim to get to.
Dude, you're giving off so many great words of wisdom. And I'm curious, we're kind of going down a rabbit hole here, but you talk all about like centering yourself like in the moment and controlling the controllables and all of these great things. Do you like practice this stuff in your training, like mentally? Like obviously you say you have like a mental coach at NAU. Are there things that you guys practice, whether it be visualization, like in workouts, like do you guys prepare for that? Or is it kind of just like spontaneous, like here you go, you're expected to do it?
Yeah, it is something you have to practice, definitely. Like that's kind of the hard part of mental performance, is like, you know, you get taught these things, but applying them is a whole nother thing. Like, you know, it's a big deal to be on a start line. Like all these emotions are going around, and to be able to like find those teachings within that moment is really difficult. So yeah, it is definitely something we we try to like implement into our routines. There's, we don't really have like a concrete like plan we follow, but definitely like within really, I mean, we do a lot of really, really challenging workouts, and those are all opportunities we use to practice like just like one rep at a time. Like, I don't care how many 400s we have after this, like this 400 right here is the one, like, this is all I care about. So yeah.
Yeah, totally. Now, like, diving into more of like the training side of things, I'm curious, obviously there's a big shift to like altitude and all of that, but like, how is like the training changed from like being at Sea Home to like the stuff that Mike gives you? Like, has there been a big transition there? Like, it could be anything from like mileage to workouts. Like, how does his philosophy kind of, I guess, differ, if at all, from like what you've been doing at Sea Home?
Yeah, I'd say the main difference is just the intensity of the workouts. So I wouldn't say my mileage has increased all that much. Kind of learned here that mileage is not as big of a deal as people make it to be. It's about the intensity and the volume of the intensity. So I'd say the main difference is just like the volume of the amount of hard work that we do in a week. So we'll normally do a threshold session on Tuesday, and then like a harder session like VO2 on Friday. And those workouts on Friday are really, really hard usually. So those are always like really good opportunities to practice.
You said you increase the volume of like, I guess, hard intensity, which I find very interesting, because we hear online how you need to increase your volume, you need to increase your volume. But yeah, it's also about how much mileage you can run at the intensities that actually move your fitness forward. And I'm just curious, have you had to pay more attention to, I guess, like recovery stuff? Because you mentioned how the Friday workouts are super hard. So how much does kind of recovery play into like all these factors?
Oh, I mean, recovery is the most important part. Like Coach Smith tells us after a really hard session, he says, after this workout, you're a worse runner if you don't recover. So you actually, like, if you don't recover from it, you're a worse runner from the workout. So I think that's a good way to look at it. It's a good insight that he gave us. But it's all kind of just about the amount of intensity you can get while not being too beat up. That's kind of the main principle of threshold. A lot of people talk about threshold, but the main point of threshold is basically just get like, it's that pace that's just hard and just easy enough that you can just do a lot of it and you get really strong from it. So we do a lot of that.
Do you guys do double threshold? Is that something that you are doing right now?
It's a rule. Freshmen, no double threshold. So I've asked him for it plenty of times, but unfortunately haven't gotten the chance to do it yet. But I've done plenty of just normal threshold workouts, which I personally love a lot. We do have a lot of guys on the team doing double threshold, and it's kind of became like a widespread just training thing in the US. Like a lot of people are doing it, but also a lot of people do it wrong. So that's an important thing to consider.
How do you think people are doing double threshold wrong? Just curious.
Yeah, people go too fast. Like, I think that's the most common thing. Like Coach Smith tells us that threshold is more of a feeling and an effort rather than a split. So I think people do it and I think it's this magic like thing that's gonna make you fast. But I haven't done it yet, so I mean, I can't really, I'm no expert, but yeah, it's definitely something that's just like the benefits of threshold are just like the continuation of it, like over a long period of time, how much work can you get in at that pace? So
yeah. Zach, I think a lot of runners like me are thinking, well, you know, if I run in college, I pretty much made it. But I feel like the culture at NAU they always, you guys always want more. You guys are always hungry for improvement. You're always are focused on like the little things. So I'm just curious, what are some of like the ambitious goals that you have for yourself during your future years at NAU?
Yeah. You know, I really do want to be a really great runner, in the NCAA and beyond the NCAA. And, you know, obviously I have the dreams. Like I want to run in the Olympics, and, I want to run professionally, and, I want to win big titles in the NCAA. And I think those desires are really important to have, to fuel, like just to fuel you. But I also think it can be a double-edged sword is what I'm kind of learning. The more time I spend here, is that like, it's good to have those dreams, but it's important to not let those take you away from like the incremental steps along the way. And like, the steps along the way, like are more important than focusing on the end, you know? So, I'm trying to take that to heart and just, yeah, keep that in mind.
Right, right. So you're focusing on more of like the process more than the goals. How do you kind of stay focused on that process? Because it can be hard. It's so cool to look at your wall and see like goal, like a huge goal. It's not as exciting to see like months and months and months and years of like just training. So how do you kind of, you know, stay committed and focused to the process?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest component of that is just like, waking up every day and just like winning the day, like just dominating each day. And like, I think that's the big emphasis, is just like the emphasis on the day rather than the just like the far-fetched thing. And then that far-fetched thing will come with the focus on the day. So I think focus on the moment, like I mentioned earlier, is kind of how we like to frame everything, because everyone on NAU wants to go far in the sport. Like, I mean, that's why it's such a special team. And being on a great team like NAU, it's easy to compare yourself, and you know, you get worried about am I on the right trajectory? Like, you know, like this guy's doing this, this guy's doing that. Like, why am I not there? And yeah, like it's easy to fall into those traps. Like I mentioned earlier, like recentering, is really important.
Zach, I think you've given us a lot of good pieces of just great advice and wisdom. And I think that it can not only be applied to running in life. So I guess to just end off this episode, what would be like the biggest piece of advice that you would tell either your younger self, or I guess any runner out there who's hungry to achieve their goals?
Yeah, I'd say, it was funny actually, like on our bus ride back, we had a long meeting with Coach Smith, and, he was just talking about how, the desire to be great can be, is a very good thing, but also, like clinging to it too much can be a problem. And, yeah, so he told us like a lot of the times when people were in this rut and they find the success eventually, they would always say, "Oh, I wish I just could have told myself that it's all going to be okay, that I was okay, like I'm good." Like I think that's an important thing. I wish I could have told myself in my early years of high school, is that like on those days where I'd have a bad race and I'd just beat myself up, like, hey, like that's just how it goes. Like, the sport is really, really challenging and really unforgiving. But it's also extremely rewarding. And, those results carry the same magnitude, whether they're great or whether they're not. Just having the faith and the trust in yourself that it will work out. But you also do need to back that up with consistency and training. And Coach Smith describes it. He says, consistency in life leads to consistency in training, and consistency in training leads to consistency in racing. So in order to like kind of have this whole like to have everything kind of click for you in the races, you have to check all the boxes and the little things, like do your bed in the morning, keep your room clean, do your schoolwork. Like, even though that stuff seems so small, like that has a direct result to the things you do in a race. So, yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. I love that. Everything comes full circle. I totally agree. Well, Zach, today's conversation has been amazing, man. Pleasure chatting with you. And yeah, thanks for coming on the Sunday Shakeout.
Thanks, man. It was a joy.